Would you like to retire with enough? My name is Peter Guidry, and I am the host of the Retiring with Enough podcast. Today's podcast, You Can Only Be Who You Are, was inspired by the lyrics of John Batiste in his World Music Radio album in the song titled, Be Who You Are. Because it seems like every day we're reminded that there are people with more than we have. Those people have more money, more fame, they have more fun, they travel more, they have better looks, etc. The list is almost endless, and it's pointed towards helping each of us realize that we have less. And because we have less, we're socially, financially, emotionally, and intellectually inferior. In the context of our present world, where we're subjected to round-the-clock news and internet media filled with constant bad news and conflicts, I've decided it's past time for some good news. I've taken a nod from a lyric in John Batiste's World Music Radio album by titling this podcast, You Can Only Be Who You Are. When almost everything we see and hear bears a negative connotation, it's great to realize in the final analysis that we can only be who we are as humans. Since the inception of the Retiring with Enough blog and podcast, I probably have been guilty of applying pressure on pre-retirees to pre-plan and to make certain they have a purpose in retirement. Of course, the pressure to find purpose in retirement followed my decision to apply pressure to pre-retirees to decide when to quit work, pressure about adequate retirement funds, and pressure to find hobbies, and pressure to create marvelous travel plans. Not every person has a type A personality like yours truly. Not everyone plans for retirement funding. Not everyone finds retirement hobbies, retirement purpose, and likes to travel. And that's okay. Today, the pressure disappears. I want to apologize. Because in my excitement to help people to create a retirement vision that I felt would be optimal, I failed to remember that not everyone has the same vision of retirement. Some of my close friends are still working after becoming financially independent. In a previous podcast titled Reaching Contentment, Exploring the Meaning of How Much is Enough, I had a conversation with a professional who is financially able to retire but liked his work and wanted to continue working. I'm still working on a limited basis almost 10 years after leaving full-time work. The takeaway here is that one size doesn't fit all. It's certainly fine to continue working after the point of financial freedom. Many people enjoy their work and they want to continue working. There is no right or wrong way to approach the issue of whether to work or quit working when nearing retirement. One compromise that can solve this problem is stopping work gradually. And for more information on that, you could listen to the podcast titled The Great Departure, Choosing Between Swift or Gradual Retirement. Work if you want to continue working. Fire if you want to quit working and retire early. You can only be who you are. Some people feel that they've oversaved for retirement, while others feel that funds dedicated to retirement are not adequate. The oversavers feel pressured to spend more and not leave money on the table when they die. Those who have undersaved feel pressured that their retirement lifestyle will be severely and permanently impacted due to their lack of adequate funds. After consulting with people over the last 10 years, it's become clear that the majority of retirees successfully figure out the problem of being either overfunded or underfunded. Those who are overfunded are usually savers by nature. This group doesn't suddenly change a philosophy forged over a lifetime and begin spending freely in retirement. Why should they feel pressured to spend more? Some people find the courage to spend more freely. Many retirees never overcome those habits built over the years. Should these non-spending retirees be badgered because they remain happily conservative, even in retirement? for those who are overfunded. There are continued calls for increased spending because they have more than enough retirement fund. Oversavers, unite! You have the right to live peacefully overfunded without the nagging calls to spend more. You can only be who you are. Do the underfunded end up homeless and starving? I haven't met any homeless retirees yet. Is being underfunded a good situation? No, being underfunded is not a good situation. But the majority of underfunded retirees make necessary lifestyle adjustments to align with their available funds. Sometimes this can mean unpleasant choices. In extreme cases, it may mean between choosing the best of the worst available options. In many but not all cases, retirees reach retirement underfunded because of poor financial choices, poor life choices, or lack of adequate planning. A certain percentage of people retire without adequate funds due to forces outside of their control, such as debilitating health problems or severe accidental injuries that can wreck the best retirement plans. Should this group of retirees be made to feel even worse because they failed to meet some imaginary financial finish line? I can say with certainty that this group is not my group of choice, but like everybody else, they have the right to be who you are. How about retirees who decide they don't want to travel? They don't want to volunteer, garden, start new hobbies, or otherwise find some purpose in retirement? Are these people to be relegated to the losers group? I know people who continue to work because of the fear of retiring with no plan for a purpose in retirement. But some people don't enjoy the stress and hassle that traveling entails. Many workers engage in work-related travel throughout their working careers, and they lose the desire to continue to traveling after retiring. Many retirees feel that through their extended work careers, they've earned the right to do as little as they want to do. Some retirees feel more comfortable close to home and sleeping in their own bed every night. Not everyone feels the need to check that world cruise off their bucket list. Many retirees don't want or even need a bucket list. Many retirees don't want a garden. They don't want to have a side hustle. They don't want to have a part-time job. They don't want to volunteer. They don't want to have any particular purpose in retirement. But anyone who's followed this podcast is aware that I'm not in the group that lacks purpose. I'm a member of the group who wants to do and experience everything. Which group is right and which group is wrong? Or is there even a right or a wrong group? Why not let both groups live in peaceful coexistence without feeling like they've made poor choices? As John Batiste stated, you can only be who you are. And now some final thoughts. This podcast has been done somewhat tongue-in-cheek, as most people feel pushed or pulled at some point as a result of external pressure. John Batiste's World Music Radio album has become my new favorite workout music. His message of openness and inclusivity resonates in the current climate of negativity and critical scrutiny. Just like John Batiste, I feel it's important that someone ring the bell for individuality and openness. I've felt for many years that most people have a basic core of goodness. I also have enough sense to realize that not everyone has the same needs, wants, and goals. Over my lifetime, the noise inside my head created by media, friends, family, or business associates has been neutralized by stepping back and reestablishing my inner center. This can be accomplished by a quiet period spent in prayer, meditation, reflection, reading, or journaling, etc. This podcast is being recorded in February 2024, and next week I'll attend a four-day Jesuit silent retreat at Manresa House of Retreats. My religious retreat is one of the ways that I periodically reset and refocus. The action of refocusing is the most important aspect. How you accomplish this is a personal choice. But no one should ever be made to feel less important or less significant because of their personal choices. Am I saying that it's okay to accept a lesser standard? No, I'm not. Each person chooses their ultimate position in life by their choices and actions. Just because these choices may not align with someone's values does not make them any less valid. The function of Retiring with Enough, both blog and podcast, has always been to clarify and simplify the retirement process. Part of this process is accepting people for who they are and where they are. I kept a prayer on the bathroom mirror in my dental office. It's a short prayer called the Serenity Prayer. It begins, "God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference." I repeated this short prayer every morning before I started practice to help me to know the difference between things I can control and change and the things that I can't control and change, and more importantly, to have the wisdom to know the difference. This short prayer helped me to realize there are some things that I can control and a lot of things that I can't control. In John Batiste's World Music Radio album, there's another song titled Butterfly. The song and album brought to mind the butterfly effect. The butterfly effect is the idea that small things can have nonlinear and greater impacts on a complex system. The concept is imagined with a butterfly flapping its wings in one part of the world and causing a typhoon in another. John Batiste's lyrical and musical skill created an emotional response inside me, and it caused me to verbalize and memorialize how I feel. Something good he did to help people caused me to write a blog and to do a podcast that'll hopefully help other people. These people will hopefully be motivated to help other people who will help other people. John Batiste's butterfly has flapped its wings. So I want everyone to look around today and take a moment to realize that we're not that different from each other. And even if we are somewhat different, that's okay, because you can only be who you are. I hope you enjoyed today's diversionary podcast from some of the more normal subject matter on the Retiring with Enough podcast. But I really feel that this subject was actually very important and very relevant. Please join me for my next podcast, where my special guest will be Jim Saunier, certified financial planner and co-host of the Retirement and IRA Show. Jim and I will discuss retirement-focused questions, and Jim will answer questions about his retirement plans. And as always, thanks for listening today. If you're enjoying the podcast, please feel free to leave a review. And if you want to partake in an online conversation, be sure to search for the Retiring with Enough group on Facebook. Thanks. The information and opinions contained on this podcast are for general education and are considered general communications. Information on the podcast was obtained from various sources, and Retiring with Enough does not guarantee the accuracy or completeness of any information presented. Retiring with Enough strongly recommends that you perform your own independent research and or speak with a qualified investment professional, legal advisor, or tax professional before making any financial decisions. The information and opinions expressed should not be construed as financial planning and does not consider the economic status or risk profile of any specific person, nor does it constitute an offer to buy or sell securities.